Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Entertainment news for you, starting with a big media story involving our company, Nexstar, and the announcement being made this morning that Adrian Bankert will anchor a live national weekday newscast, Morning in America, starting in September. And also starting in September, Dan Abrams will join News Nation as host and executive producer of a new primetime show, Dan Abrams Live. So two big announcements involving News Nation. And Dan Abrams, I've been a fan of yours ever since I watched you on Court TV. Congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is exciting stuff.
Dan Abrams, I'm sure you know, has been on the networks. He has been with ABC, did some Nightline, was a national correspondent for ABC, and worked for NBC and their networks. His writing has been in major publications. And what's the new show going to be focused on, Dan? It's going to be, again, September, and it'll be Chicago time from 7 to 8, Monday through Friday night. What's going to be your mission?
So the idea is that right now there is a kind of lane in the cable news space that has really never existed before in terms of how divided cable's become, right? You have the Fox News being pulled so far to the right. You've got CNN and MSNBC going to the left. That there's sort of news for the rest of us. And it's not, when I say news, I don't just mean headlines. I mean analysis. I mean opinion. But without the sort of cheerleading that we see going on now on cable news. And I think that there's a real desire for that among many people who are, looking at what's out there and saying, neither side on that level of extreme is really for me. And I'm hoping that, what I'm calling a cable news show for the rest of us is going to resonate.
So it's not really going to be a headline show, is it?
Absolutely not. It is definitely not a headline show. It is definitely, if you're looking for like a straight newscast, there are plenty of places to go, but this is not it. This is going to be for analysis. This is going to be for opinion. But again, it's going to be so people can make up their own minds. That's the point. It's not about indoctrination. It's not, you can be, I always say, you can be pro-law enforcement and anti-racism. And there are a whole bunch of topics like that where it feels like cable news in particular in primetime and in the mornings, has become, so divisive that, you just can't have an objective analysis of what's going on.
Yeah, you can't have an objective analysis with your own family at dinner. What are we going to do, or what can we do about this problem where people are seeking out sources of news for affirmation, not information?
Right, and I think that, part of the way to deal with that is to be able to have a conversation, right? To be able to not demonize those who disagree. Now, look, you may have the wacky relatives on one side or the other who you're never going to convince, right? And they're just not going to—they're not going to listen to facts. Those are people who are probably not going to love this show because they're already so set in their ways that no matter what I say, or whoever I have on as a guest, it's going to be viewed as unfair. But for the rest of us, again, those of us, who are not on the extremes on a variety of issues. I'm not talking about political, also, legal and other issues, that I think that there is a real place for that. And the reason that it's been so hard to have these kinds of conversations is because people are viewing it as you have to pick sides. And I can tell you, I host a radio show every day as well. And, it's a moderate show, and people keep saying, I hate the fact that, you know, that, that Fox has gone so crazy, and I hate the fact that, that CNN has gone so far left, et cetera. And, you know, I'm hoping that for those people, they're going to say, oh, hey, there's something else out there.
When I've seen Dan Abrams over the years on network television, I've always wondered about this because I know you studied law at Columbia in New York and Duke. And was it your dad who was a constitutional lawyer? I think so.
He is. Yeah.
He is a constitutional lawyer. So I've always been curious, at what point did you head down the media road? Or were you always thinking in the back of your mind, I'd like to get into communications with this law degree?
So, yeah, so when I was in law school, I was realizing that I probably didn't want to be a lawyer. And as you mentioned, Court TV before, you know, I started there because it started when I was graduating from law school back in the day. And I was like, oh, that seems like a kind of a good place to go to do the combination of things that I'm interested in. And so I started at Court TV as a production assistant with a law degree. And just kind of worked my way up there and decided not to go back to the legal world. And, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned, you know, you mentioned my dad, who I think, you know, is a good example. You know, regardless of his politics, you know, he's represented people on, you know, everyone from the New York Times to Mitch McConnell on topics that he believes in, right? Mm-hmm. He's a First Amendment lawyer, he's a constitutional lawyer. And, you know, putting aside what he does in his personal politics, when it comes to the principles he cares about, he will defend anyone with whom he agrees. And, you know, that's tough because, you know, you then get people on the extremes on each side going after you. And, you know, those of us, again, in the sort of, you know, somewhere in the middle feel like, you know, people without, I don't want to say without a country because we've got our country, but people without a base. And that's what I'm really hoping to do, is really develop this base of people who say, you know, I'm an independent. And it doesn't have to be a political independent, just I'm independent. I'm ready to learn more, figure out more about these topics so I can make up my own mind.
Dan Abrams, look at you, Dan. Now you're the go-to guy for Supreme Court decisions and also the Britney Spears case. How about that?
Yeah, well, you know, that's been, you know, I've done high-low my whole career.
It's going to be exciting in September. Dan Abrams on News Nation, host and executive producer of the new primetime show, Dan Abrams Live. It'll be on 7 until 8 Chicago time, Monday through Friday night. And you know Dan from the NBC and ABC networks, and also you've got all sorts of digital properties. And I'm glad you can make time for News Nation, Dan. We'll be watching the new show starting in September. All the best to you.
I'm really excited about it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dan Abrams Live coming to News Nation. Also announcing today a new national weekday newscast, Morning in America. Adrienne Bankert will anchor that. You've seen her on Good Morning America. So there's the news, and News Nation just getting started, and it's harder than ever these days to get the word out on what you're doing. I mean, it used to take years for these networks to get some traction before the advent of all of the internet outlets and more cable channels than ever. But that'll be a big move for this company in September 27th.
And the morning news part of that will be important to us here because we will obviously use their reporting and their guests and all of their information in our newscasts throughout the morning here on WGN Radio.
More resources for us. We like that.